Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Mets, they are a completely different team than where they were going into the offseason. That's the way I could basically spell out this offseason. We can all, sit there and agree and disagree on whether or not we wanted Pete Alonso back, whether we wanted Edwin Diaz back, whether we like Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, whatever the case is. We can't disagree that David Stearns has taken the New York Mets and basically flipped them up on its back. And it now looks like a David Stearns team. And the one thing I will say, I've given David Stearns a lot of crap, and I will continue to give him crap because if this fails, I'm going to crush him. But the one thing I will say, and you got to give him credit because a lot of times when you talk to, GMs or whoever it is, when they take over a team, it takes 5 years to really, for them to put together the masterpiece they want to put together. When they come in, they have an idea, and it doesn't really change over in the span of two off seasons or three off seasons. And David Stearns has basically said, if I go down, I'm going to go swinging the way that I want to go swinging. So if we're going to lose, then at least let me build my team. The first year they won, they went to the NLCS. It was kind of almost like the Giants with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. It was like fool's gold. Now, they didn't go as far, but they went to the playoffs. They beat the Vikings. They kind of showed that they had something there. And then the next year they missed the playoffs. And then it's like, okay, well, now let's rip it apart. Now let's do what we wanted to do because we can. Because we didn't make the playoffs, so let's show you that this team isn't as good and we need to move on from certain players. You lose Saquon Barkley, all that stuff. Well, that's basically what happened here with the Mets. After 2025 of missing the playoffs, after going to the NLCS, it was David Stearns' opportunity to shine. Honestly, if this happened in 2024 where they missed the playoffs, he would have ripped it apart then. And what it feels like, and this is the one thing that's aggravating, is I would tell you right now, if you're a Met fan with young kids, if you're a young Met fan yourself, I wouldn't run out and buy a jersey not named Juan Soto. I wouldn't run out and buy a jersey and want to think that this is going to be the lifelong Met that we've been dying for. I would not think and feel confident about that. Not because maybe they will be here forever. Maybe Juan Soto and Lindor and Vientos and Beatty and all those young, the young talented players, Nolan McLean, maybe they'll all be here. I don't, at the moment, what he's proven, what David Stearns has shown is he is not going to commit long-term. And once you hit a certain age, you're kind of not valuable anymore. And once that happens, he moves to the next shiny toy. And we basically, in an offseason, have seen how that can look, how that can change in the blink of an eye. Brandon Nimmo gone. A long-term Met fan favorite gone, just like that. For what? Marcus Semien, a guy who's going to be here for 3 years. Do we like Marcus Semien? Are we excited about Marcus Semien? But the point is he has control now to build his team and cut ties with Simeon if he needs to a little bit earlier. You know, what's the big deal if and this is the luxury of having Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen, I'm not telling you that every single year he's going to say, hey, you know what, I'll waste $50 to $100 million on salary that I don't care for, that we just want to get rid of. But what he will say is, yeah, like if we need to eat a contract or two, we'll do it. If we need to eat a little money here or there, we could do it. If we need to overpay for a short-term deal, do it, whatever. And that's where we're at right now with the New York Mets. We are, the fact that we were in on Kyle Tucker, I never believed that the Mets were ever going to be in on Kyle Tucker. That was something that I never expected. And then when you see the price tag of $60 million, yeah. If they get their guy for 1 or 2 year deals, they can live with that. And again, I still believe that part of this may have to do with the CBA, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's just the strategy of David Stearns. Maybe that's all he cares about is, I just need to get year to year with this team. And I'm going to take risks. And some are going to work out and some aren't. And I'm going to make mistakes. And sometimes I'm going to have to eat that mistake. But I have an owner that can eat it with me and say, let's move forward. Now, the one thing I will say about that, and this is, again, what I said from the beginning, that if it doesn't work, I'm going to crush David Stearns. This is his team. And if it doesn't work out, and if he does make a mistake, if they don't make the playoffs, I'm ready to pounce. Because the aggravation, this offseason, I think most Mets fans can attest to it, this offseason has been a train wreck as far as emotions. I'm not sitting here and saying that Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso had to be on the New York Mets this season. I'm not saying that. But when you see the way things play out, the hardball negotiations they played with Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz, it's a little aggravating. I do believe, and I've said it always, didn't really want Pete Alonso. Like, if it happened to work out and they happened to get him for a year, they would do it, but the interest level from David Stearns wasn't there. Edwin Diaz, I know he wanted Edwin Diaz back. I think he dropped the ball because he was too, hey, this is what we can give you. Go find a better deal. And they pressed it, and Edwin Diaz found a better deal and decided not to come back. I've heard many of Met fans say, oh, well, that just shows he never really wanted to be here. He got a deal from the Dodgers, took it and ran, and never gave an offer to the Mets. If he wanted to be a Met, he would give another offer. No. Think about this. You work for a place, they basically tell you, we can't match it. We don't feel comfortable doing a certain thing.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And then you go out and you find the better team, the best team, or the better company. A company that is a winning company with all this talent. And they say, yeah, we'll pay you. We'll do whatever you want. Get over here. Join the team. Are you really going to go back to your former employer and try to beg for more money? No. Edwin Diaz was like, you know what? I like this. Somebody wants me. That's what I want. Somebody who actually wants me to be on their team and will do what I ask. Not going to make it difficult. And it's funny because David Stearns has made it difficult for the likes of Edwin Diaz. He didn't make it difficult for Devin Williams. He's basically, you know, cut out a position, a role for Tyrone Taylor on this team. He basically went out, and I understand that, you know, Tobias Myers has been up and down his entire career. He's you know, he had that 2024 wildcard game that we know him from, but he hasn't been a perfect pitcher. But hey, throw Tobias Myers in. I'll take Tobias Myers with the Freddie Peralta deal. That makes sense. He has no problem getting his guy. He has no problem, you know, making things work to get his guy. Devin Williams, yeah, we'll make it work. I'll be aggressive and get this done now. That's where I tend to criticize David Stearns. I know he can make those moves. I know he can go above and beyond. But only if and when he wants his player. And he's shown now the type of players he's comfortable with. And there, a lot of it is former Brewers or former Yankees. That seems to be where David Stearns looks to build a roster. Now, maybe that's a coincidence, but a lot of it is coming from the Brewers and the Yankees. 888-808-1019. Listen, we won't really be able to start to unpack this team until we see them see them in the regular season. See them put on the uniform and see what happens. Again, Luis Robert Jr. is their new center fielder. I think he is not worthy of a starting position. He's a great defensive player. He has upside, I guess, a potential of being a 30-plus home run hitter because he did it once. But he's played like five seasons, and he's only done it once. And the other seasons, he's hit for home, you know, he's had home runs of like, you know, in the teens. So what's more likely to happen? Press your luck and get that 38 home run season? Or maybe he hits 10 home runs. Maybe he bats 220 again or 230, if we're lucky. Because sometimes it's lower than that. But he'll play a good second base, a good center field. And that's what they're looking for, run prevention. Great defense. And that's the name of his game, run prevention. And then obviously the Freddie Peralta move with the Tobias Myers, like I said, did you give up too much? But the comfort level that David Stearns has, he has built his team, and I will give him kudos for that. If you're going to go down, you want to go down swinging the way that you want to go down swinging. And he's made this team look like a David Stearns team, whether we like it or not. And we're still going to root for them. If you're a Mets fan, you're still going to root for the Mets. It's not going to change. It's not going to sit there and be like, oh, well, I'm not going to root for this team. No. You're going to sit there and you're going to watch every game and you're going to watch every start and you're going to watch every at-bat from Luis Robert Jr. and you're going to hope and pray that this team is better than they were last year. And if it's not, then we got some issues. But we got it. Right now, David Stearns is batting 50-50. The team that he acquired, he in the playoffs one year, not in the playoffs the other year. And now it's his team. Let's see what he does.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.